Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. 1 Timothy 1:17. Due to circumstances beyond our control, are usually words that generate frustration. But the Apostle Paul owed his very salvation to circumstances beyond his control. 1 Timothy 1:12-16. And he wouldn't have had it any other way, intercepted by Christ on the road to Damascus. Paul's plans underwent a dramatic change. The worst of sinners found mercy in Christ. And the result? Patrick Fairbairn, in commenting on Paul's expression of praise, probes the motive behind his spontaneous doxology, 1 Timothy 1:17. Walk with Patrick Fairbairn, a Scottish preacher and educator? The train of reflection into which Paul had been led naturally brought the thought of God very prominently before him. Penetrated with a sense of the infinite greatness and overruling wisdom, power, and goodness of God, Paul winds up his personal discourse by a devout acknowledgement of God as the Lord of the universe and glorifies him as such. When God is spoken of as King of the ages, he is presented to our view as Supreme Lord and Director, the Sovereign Epoch Maker, who arranges everything pertaining to the affairs of this world beforehand according to the counsel of his own will, and controls whatever takes place so as to subordinate it to his own design. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 20.
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them you may fight the battle well, holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected, and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme.
Meditate for a few moments on Walter Chalmers Smith's hymn, Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth thee.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.